Pagsasaliksik na pag-alaman na malaking bahagi ng pagkain ay iniuugnay sa nararamdaman at emosyonal na kondisyon ng individual. Si Allie Dale is a clinical and health psychologist.
A recent study carried out by Cambridge Weight Plan shows that our attitudes to food and our weight is really complicated. Whilst almost 50% of us feel quite out of control in relation to our weight, we know that 80% of women and 66% of men are just not happy with the way that they're managing their diet. For many of us, food solves a psychological need. We comfort eat, we eat when we're stressed, we eat when we're bored. So it's about much more than just eating because we're hungry.
Sa Australia, napag-alaman na 83% ng mga Australiano ang nakakaranas ng tinatawag na stress eating o emotional eating. Ang dietitian at exercise physiologist Kate Save.
Although it's no surprise that an astounding 2 in 3 Australians are statistically overweight, new research undertaken by Cambridge Weight Plan shows that 83% of Australians continue to comfort eat. The list of psychological causes that lead to obesity is extensive, although we know that stress and depression, or simply low self-esteem, are key triggers for emotional eating. Many researchers and specialists in the area of obesity and psychological disorders recognise that statistically most people who lose weight end up putting it back on again. 35% of Australians surveyed believed that they were stuck in a vicious diet cycle, and 55% actually stopped trying to lose weight.
Ngunit, bakit nga ba marami ang naapektuhan ng tinatawag na emotional o stress eating? Ayon kay Dr. Allie Dale, dahil sa ating pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay, tayo'y hinihikayat na kumain.
Over 90% of women and 86% of men comfort eat. The very simple reason for that is because it's a very normal thing to do. Socially, we're surrounded by food. It's marketed to us to mean so many different things to people. So we're told to eat to celebrate. We're told to eat when we're sad. We're told to eat when we're lonely. Psychologically, we're raised to believe that food is nurturing, and we're raised to develop that relationship with food so that it distracts us from uncomfortable feelings. But lastly, physiologically and very importantly, we know that we are driven to consume high-fat, high-sugar foods, particularly when we're under stress, and that we have biological drivers to do so.
Para naman sa dietitian na si Kate Save, malaking bagay ang kalagayan ng emosyon at paniniwala sa sarili.
People are affected by emotional eating, and the research shows that two of the key triggers are actually stress and depression. And this can result from a traumatic experience, or it can be simply related to having low self-esteem. Without a doubt, our vicious diet cycles are fueling the national obesity problem, with substantial research showing that stress and depression are certainly related to comfort eating. The more simple daily triggers include boredom, poor self-esteem, low mood or body dissatisfaction, as well as things like dichotomous thinking, which is when you feel bad about eating a certain food, but you continue to eat more of that food anyway. Cambridge Weight Plan's research shows that 48% of people comfort eat due to stress, and 40% of people regularly give in to food temptations. Sadly, the research also identified that almost a third of Australians who want help with improving their eating behaviours don't know where to go, or they consider help too expensive.
At para sa mga nais makawala sa paulit-ulit na gawin ng pagkain tuwing nakakaranas ng stress, may ilang mahalagang dapat may sakatuparan.
My advice to listeners wanting to escape the vicious cycle with food and weight management is to be more organized with food, to plan meals, and feel in control of your dietary intake. We can start by writing a weekly shopping list or doing online food shopping. And if you do feel like you're in a vicious diet cycle, don't be afraid to seek help. Don't try and do it alone. Having ongoing support can help us through the weight loss journey. And the structure that comes from weight loss plans means that it can be easier to follow because we don't have to think.
At paalala ng clinical and health psychologist na si Allie Dale, mahalaga ang suporta.
For listeners who want to escape the vicious cycle with comfort eating and weight management, my advice is number one, look for some support. Engage in a plan where you're provided support at a weekly basis. Research says those people who engage in supported programs are much, much more likely to be successful. Number two, don't beat yourself up. If you slip up, it's normal. Those people that beat themselves up will eat up to double the amount of sugar in a 24-hour period after they've been beating themselves up. Number three, work hard to reduce the number of food decisions you have to make. We make about 220 food decisions every day. Vast majority of those are unconscious. So look for plans where some of that thinking about food is taken out of the equation for you. Meal replacements or food delivery services are excellent. Allows you to develop alternative stress-related strategies whilst you're managing to lose weight and feel in control at the same time.
For more information, go to www.cambridgeweightplan.com.au, and for more individualised dietary or psychological advice, perhaps seek a referral from your GP, either to a dietitian or psychologist.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.